For WNPR News, I'm Lori Mack. New Haven is trying out a new pilot program to screen residents for type 2 diabetes at one of the city's public housing developments. Mayor Tony Harp visited the complex this week to kick off the new program and talk with some of the residents and health officials. 68-year-old James Pittman is one of the residents at the Constance Baker Motley Housing Development for Seniors. He has type 2 diabetes and is already feeling the benefits of the program.
They are teaching us how to eat the proper food. That's most nutrients for our body, and that will scale down the diabetes increase of growth within us. Because we are elderly, we have to understand this. We want to grow in grace as we age.
The program is a collaboration between Hill Health and the New Haven Housing Authority, along with the city's health department, and was funded through the Philip Moret Trust. If successful, the program has the potential to move to other public housing developments in the city. Mayor Harp says this particular complex made a lasting impression on her.
When I first ran for mayor, I came to this building and over half of the people were in wheelchairs, and it was all because of diabetes.
According to the Centers for Disease Control, nearly 30 million Americans have diabetes, with the most affected populations being the elderly, African Americans, and Latinos. So far, out of the 25 residents that have been screened at this development, 15 of them have type 2 diabetes.